A challenge to Ohio's abortion ban. I'm Pam Huso, Fox News. It was shot down by the state's highest court.
The Ohio Supreme Court has denied a request from abortion providers to temporarily freeze the newly imposed state ban on abortions at the first detectable fetal heartbeat. The clinics wanted the freeze while the court considers whether the ban should be permanently overturned. The providers argue the law violates the state's constitutional protections of individual liberty.
Fox's Tom Graham. The state attorney general's office says the Ohio Constitution does not recognize the right to an abortion. Abortions in Texas are on hold again. The state Supreme Court has blocked a lower court order that said clinics could continue performing the procedure. Since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, abortion rights have been lost in a number of states. The loss of another police officer is being felt in Kentucky. Authorities now say three officers died while serving a warrant on Thursday.
These are people with children, spouses, and mom and dad. And their world will never be the same.
Floyd County District Attorney Keith Bartley, the suspect, was taken into custody after an hours-long standoff. It could be another long weekend at the airport. FlightAware says more than 400 flights are already canceled today.
Flight was delayed, so we're just going to hang out here till we get to make it to our destination.
That traveler at Miami's International Airport, staffing shortages are largely to blame as airport screenings near pre-pandemic levels. Better news if you're driving. AAA says gas prices have dipped again. The national average is $4.82 a gallon. That's down 2 cents from yesterday. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
America's big cities are bracing for what could be a dangerous holiday weekend. In Chicago, more police officers are patrolling the streets as city officials ask the community for help.
Parents, please, please know where your children are. Participate with them in their enjoying the city. Don't leave them to government to be the parents of your kids.
Police Superintendent David Brown. In New York City, a different request.
Firework suppression seamlessly applies to firearms suppression. To some, gunshots sound like fireworks, and fireworks sound like gunshots. So we kindly ask that no one fires off either.
Police Commissioner Keyshawn Sewell. It hasn't been declared a global emergency yet, but that's not stopping the U.S. from stockpiling vaccine to treat monkeypox.
Health and Human Services says they've ordered 2.5 million doses of Bavarian Nordic's Jynneos vaccine. This is one of two FDA-approved vaccines for smallpox, and HHS says this addition to the strategic national stockpile coming later this year and into next will mean 4 million vaccines are readily available to treat monkeypox. But HHS also notes they have 100 million doses of the ACAM2000 vaccine. While that is approved for smallpox, HHS says the CDC currently has an expanded access investigation drug protocol allowing it to be used for monkeypox. So far, the CDC says only 350 Americans have monkeypox, primarily gay men. But health officials say cases have tripled in Europe over the past 2 weeks. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Cases of COVID-19 are rising in more than 100 countries, including Britain, where the World Health Organization says new infections have surged more than 30% in the last week. This as testing and surveillance both decrease. Pam Puso, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.